Hi, everyone. This is Michael Sparks here with the AMS Oil Dealer Training Call for Monday, October 27th, 2014. It's almost over, folks. The year is just ticking away. It'll be 2015 before we know it. Speaking of 2015, I hope you all are getting excited about the new, about the AMS Oil University in May coming up here. It's not very far off, and AMS Oil University is just, tell you what, if you haven't gone, you really need to get yourself there. It's a great time, full of information. If you really want to build your AMS Oil business, this is a surefire way to do that. It'll allow you to network with a bunch of AMS Oil dealers. It'll allow you to meet the home office staff, see Al Amatuzio. The core technology course is going to help you have basic understanding of lubrication and really why AMS Oil products are better. And I think it'll give you a lot more confidence when you're out there in the field. The dates of this thing are May 17th through the 20th, 2015, in Duluth, Minnesota. Of course, we'll be there, as well as probably 300 or 400 other AMS Oil dealers and direct jobbers. So plan now. If you haven't got it on your list, put it on your list, and if you start now, it's really not that expensive. The cost of the cost of the AMS Oil University is $397. Of course, you've got to get yourself up there and pay for your hotel room, so we just say budget about $1,000, and you know, that's just a couple hundred dollars a month. And if you do that between now and October, or between October and May, you'll be able to afford to go up there and have a good time. So with that, over the last couple of years, you know, we've hosted this call, and I hope it's provided education and inspiration and motivation for you guys to build a more successful AMS Oil business. I enjoy doing the calls, and I think it's great that dealers not even on our team find this on the website. I go to AMS Oil events, and I've actually get emails from dealers that are not on our team that enjoy listening to the calls as they're recorded and later on. So if you're not sharing these calls or the dealer training website with your team, you should be doing so. If there's a call that you listened to that you thought was an extra good call, you know, feel free to put a comment on that on the call, and you can actually link to your website on that, and that might give you some customers for free as well. So if you listen to the calls and you enjoy the programs, I'd love to hear your comments on the comment section at the dealer training website, and that's just go to www.lube-direct.com. When you go there, there'll be a choice to either go to the AMS Oil site, the Ag Brand site, or the dealer training site. You're going to click on the dealer training site, and that will take you there to where all the calls are listed as some other blog posts, as well as some training information. So be sure to do that if you like our calls. We'd love to hear how if these are helping you out or not. So tonight's call, we're going to talk about a show that we just finished last week. It's called the GIE Expo, and it was attended by myself and Andre Dychuk and Jonathan and Kathy Henley. The GIE Expo is an international expo for those in the green industry, and green industry meaning landscape and lawn care, not you know, solar energy and you know, all that stuff. This is for landscapers and lawn care workers. So that's people with mowers, trucks, weed eaters, chainsaws, and it also included hardscape, people that do hardscape, which those are people that build patios out of those little stones and pergolas and outdoor kitchens and all kinds of cool stuff like that. Primarily people we were focused on were obviously the commercial type users, have equipment, as well as the other dealers or retailers, as they call it. That would be anybody that sells lawn care equipment. And we were able to speak to a lot of wonderful people for that thing, for those types of customers and whatnot. Many of those that walked past our booth were already Amsoil customers. Really surprising, and I think that's a good thing. The industry is vast. I think we were I was talking with some people there that there's over 450,000 registered lawn care professionals out there. So that's a large industry, and Amsoil penetration is at is really small on compared to how big the industry is. You drive down through any town, whether it's a big town or a small town, and you see these trucks with 4, 5, 6, 8 mowers on the back of it. You see one. Well, I live on a street here, and I see a lawn care guy go up one way, and I see another lawn care guy go the other way. They're crossing paths. I don't know why they don't just do them on the same street and save gas money, but I guess that's just how it goes. But so having customers out there recognize that Amsoil's quality products is great. It's just going to help us dealers be able to sell, because the more people that talk about Amsoil, more people using Amsoil products, the easier it is for us to get more customers. We're also blessed this year, and we didn't know this when we got there, that Amsoil had a corporate presence at the expo. That's right. People from the corporate headquarters were there, and they had a booth that was set up that was taking surveys for the landscape and lawn care professionals, and they were handing out hats. The way it benefited us, obviously, it gave that expo goer another view, seeing Amsoil logo in another location, and as well as our location. That just builds the brand a little bit better. But also, if people were filling out information at the survey to get their hat, and they really wanted to sign up as a customer, those folks were sending people to us. So we've had a couple that walked up and said, hey, we want to get signed up as customers. We talked to the corporate people, and they should have told us to come down here. That was really a positive note. The downside was that they were, if you've never been to the Kentucky Exposition Center, this place is huge. And we were really only in one building. There's actually three buildings there. But Amsoil Corporate was on the whole other side of this building. And this building it's darn near, it seems like, as big as a football stadium. It takes probably 20 minutes of pretty good walking to get one end to the other. That's how big it is. I couldn't tell you how many football fields you could fit in there, but probably quite a few. So the downside was is that they were on the other side of the building. And I'm sure that many people that they sent our way probably became sidetracked, which was, I'm sure, very easy to do with all the manufacturers of different types of mowers and power equipment and trucks and tractors. But they actually had the corporate Nissan booth there with all the Nissan vehicles. They had Dodge vehicles, Chevrolet. So the name brands like Coyote, Hustler, Exmark, John Deere, Kubota, pretty much anything that's in the lawn care industry you could think of, they had a booth there, and these are the corporate type booths where you see all the new equipment and everything. And then they also had an outside demonstration area where you could actually, if you wanted to go and ride one of the riding mowers or whatever other type of equipment, I didn't go out there, we're busy at our booth, but you can go out there and test drive equipment, which is really pretty cool. So, well, I wanted to give a couple of folks that were there at the show with us, Andre and Jonathan Henley, a chance to talk about their feelings of the show. And we're going to pull up Andre right now real quick. Let me find him on here. There he is. And Andre there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Andre. Andre Dychuk, Amsoil Premier Direct Jobber out of Pennsylvania. You drove a long way for the show. What did you think of the show overall?
I think it's a pretty awesome show. It's the first time I've been on this such a big show, and I was very pleased with the result. Was quite an experience. It was nice to work with you guys in the booth, talk to a lot of people, and the best thing, people come to you. So you don't spend time to going around and looking for the client, they're all there on one spot, and they're all ready to listen. So I think it's pretty good and worth the effort, I would say.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I think they said there's around 18 or 20,000 people. And this type of show is a closed show, which means you have to be in the industry in order to attend it, as opposed to, like, say, a boat show or a car show that anybody that's interested in boats or cars can go see this. In order to get into this show, you have to be in the green industry. You have to be a lawn care or landscape professional in order to get in the show. So there's 20,000 landscapers, so that means all of them are just about qualified commercial accounts, or if they're owners of businesses, they can be retail on the shelf. But it's really nice when those people come up and they're already business owners and they're looking for ways to save money. I was going to ask you, as far as the market, the landscape professional market, how do you feel about this market? Is this something interesting to you to work with?
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity for us. First of all, every landscaping company has trucks. They have equipment. They have two-stroke equipment, which high consumption equipment, so you always can sell two-stroke oil, and which really great for us. Our price-wise, really competitive compared to other guys. Even it's synthetic, but we're way lower than any other guys and way better quality. So it's a very good opportunity to actually kick the door to the business and try to sell them some other stuff. And In my experience, all the landscapers, after they try our two-stroke oil, they usually stick with it. It's just sometimes not convenient for them. You need to order other product they can just go to the store and pick up if they need right away. It is a little bit problematic, but quality-wise and price-wise, they really can save some money and equipment using and the old product, and they love it. A lot of people talking on the show was really surprised when they hear about the price of our product of cyber oil. They really? It costs that much? Wow. So they interesting. As long as you can show them this product and pick their interest, see what they need, just ask them what their problem, what they need. And two-stroke usually it's that really big item for their business.
Exactly. So, you're right. It's a great market because we do have products that are very competitive in the marketplace, and they are. You try them one time, and you can tell right away that they work better than anything else you've had in the past. So,
And the other thing, don't forget, they're all working with the loans. So probably they use fertilizer. So this is another venue you can pursue, because additional product for them is, as long as they can discover it with your help, it's just additional income for you.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think there's a lot of these types of customers in your local area?
Oh, you see them probably 10 a day. You cannot miss them. They're all over.
Yeah. I guess the hard part is tracking them down, isn't it?
Not so much tracking them down. It's tough to talk to them because they're busy as hell. So they don't have 5 minutes to talk to you. That's the biggest challenge. So I was walking the dog. I saw that one guy and I started talking to them. And he really interesting, but he really got to run. And he took my phone and said, I'm going to call you. I just don't have time right now. But he was surprised when I told him we have that. And really? So,
Well, that's good. Good stuff. You always have to be prepared, have a business card with you, because these folks are everywhere. I carry actually a box of two-cycle oil in my truck. You'd be surprised how many times if I just run into them and just get them to try it, give them a business card. It's inexpensive, really, to give out a packet or two. And if you can get their business card to follow up with them, then that's even a better deal there. give them a call, you know, when it's more convenient type of thing. So, well, we appreciate you coming with us, Andre. I know that was a long drive for you. I hope it was worth it as far as, you know, what you learned and the opportunity to talk to that many people and get some good customers out of it, I hope.
Oh, I appreciate you guys including me. It really was a blast to go there. And that's the actually other very positive thing to be an Zoho dealer, because it gives you this opportunity of freedom to choose and go wherever you want on your time, not be tied on some job and you're already in a position when you can do it on your full time. It just gives you tremendous freedom of freedom to do what you want to do. So I guess being a dealer is a just really rewarding opportunity and being a business in it. So I think it's great, and you just show the people and help them realize that they can be much better position if they just embrace the idea and try to start to believe they can do it, and really they can. Nothing to hold them except their themselves.
Gotcha. Well, excellent. Thanks again, Andre. I hope you get all that paperwork process and all your customers added to your list, and you know, start working them and getting your getting these new customers on board with some AMSOIL. So, but appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, John, you there?
Sure.
All right, there you are. Kathy on too, or just you?
She's on. I don't know if her phone's unmuted. Kathy, are you on?
I have her muted, so she might be here. Is she 390? You there,
no,
Kathy?
1082.
1082. Oh, there she is. There we go. Excellent. Okay. There you are. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Michael.
Okay.
How are you guys?
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. I got a problem from the show. I've got like, seems like 2 weeks worth of paperwork to do. So if that's a problem, that's a good one, right? I mean, literally, we picked up well over 40 accounts, and I carried that enthusiasm into the Nopi automobile meetup this weekend and picked up, I don't know how many more accounts and interested dealers. But one of the things I'd like to say about this show is, my goodness, how much did I learn just to be able to hang out with Michael Sparks and Andre and see the information that they know and how they approach customers, and then just learning from the customers all the different businesses and shades of the green industry. You know, my goodness, I mean, every lubricant that we make, they need. And, you know, of course, these guys are business owners that have a lot of power sports equipment, too, so they need it for their stuff. And the fact that they had invested the time and money to go to the show just showed how serious they were about their maintenance and why AMSOIL was a very, you know, very good choice for them to make to maintain their equipment. I mean, if they're willing to drive, some of them, you know, from Texas, and, oh, my goodness, they had a customer sign up from Maine, you know, coming down from Maine and in South Florida and all over. If they invest that kind of money just to come to a expo like that, surely they want the best in their equipment. And, you know, so it was well worth the time and money to, you know, invest what we did into that show for the amount of customers. It would take me 6 months possibly. Well, it's taken 2 years to get even half that many. I don't even have I've got over 40 green industry customers now, and I had maybe three before, so that tells you the deal. Because these guys are hard to track down when they're working kind of hours they work during the summer and in the fall. It's hard to even catch them. So it was a great opportunity.
There'll be excellent.
More of these shows, you know, equipment-specific shows to go to.
Yeah. Well, they're out there, and there's different industries, and, of course, you just got to find your niche and what appeals to you. And, you know, I've done a variety of ones. And, you know, you're right. In one weekend, you know, the account direct, you know, that's one of my big things for a new dealer starting out. That's 25 commercial retail accounts and 1,000 commission credits. Really proves
that somebody... Yeah, you can easily do that in 2 or 3 days at a show like this.
Yeah, yeah, you could come into a show like that not having any accounts and have, you know, 40 new commercial retail accounts registered, and of course then you just have to get them to buy, but, you know, you get them registered, that's the first step, and you could be an account direct in 1 weekend. That's pretty darn good.
I'd like to add, you know, just emphasize one point I made in the beginning of my little speech there, but that is for the newer, younger in the business dealers to join up with people like Michael Sparks and us, you know, me and Kathy and Andre, or just other experienced dealers going to these shows. It's like a mini Amsoil University also. The experience and confidence you get in plying your trade is invaluable. You know, I've been doing this thing 5 years now, and I thought, man, I came away from this, you know, really fired up because of what I learned from just the two dealers and then other Amsoil dealers that stopped by the booth to see us and just say, hey, glad to see you there. You know, it was very encouraging.
Yeah. Well, and it really was, and of course we all learn from each other, and we pick up what you may be saying or whatnot. And I tell you what, one of the fastest learners, or maybe it's just natural talent, but Kathy sure knows how to get these customers registered, don't you, Kathy?
We're working on it.
You're working on it. You did a great job over there. You want to say a few words, what you thought of this type of show, and what your feelings were on this last week?
Well, it was an awesome show to be at because, like you mentioned, the people that were there were the serious people that actually own the businesses. They're looking for products to help their business keep more money in their business and help their equipment last longer and run better, and, you know, their investment that they have and all their equipment. So, like Andre mentioned, you find a product to sort of showcase or give them an example, like the Saber two-stroke. So you try to get them to stop and talk to you and ask them if they've heard of Amsoil, and then ask them, you know, well, let me show you something about our Amsoil product. And a lot of times they've said they've heard of Amsoil before, so, but they've always got this mindset that Amsoil is expensive. So we took the Saber two-stroke and would say, you know, well, let me show you this little 3-ounce bottle of Saber will treat 5 gallons for $1.80. And their eyes would just go like, seriously? And they were totally in. I mean, once you told them that, they knew that this is not as expensive as I thought it was. And that's more than the steel products that I'm buying now. I mean, they know it's going through their head what they pay. And so just give them an example right away, and it hooks them, and they're in. And then then they ask them other questions about other products and just, you know, show them what we have. They don't even know what all the products are that Amsoil even offers for them. So by having that, and you had an awesome display, and brought them in and just tried to educate them and show them how it would, you know, benefit them to use Amsoil to protect the equipment that they've invested in. And I'd like to encourage the ladies that are listening, maybe it's not your thing to go to a trade show and have to try to get people to stop at your booth and talk, but what if you went and you sat at the back corner of the booth and did the paperwork and the application so the guys can keep talking and bringing them in. So then they don't have to stop to do the paperwork because you're back there taking care of it and letting them keep bringing the business in. So you can still help your guy even if you don't want to be the one talking. So...
And then sometimes you got to go do it alone, right, Kathy, like you did at the at the Wild Turkey Expo, and you, I think you had more accounts out of that thing than all of us guys did. So you don't shoot yourself short. Anybody that has an interest in helping customers save money and, you know, just understanding a few basics like you did with that two-cycle oil, it doesn't take but a few times of saying, hey, do you want to save money? Look, it's black and white. It's half the cost of regular two-cycle oil. And your equipment runs better, and your spark plugs last longer. I tell people your spark plugs will last five times longer with the AMSOIL than they will on the other stuff. And they're like, really? I said, yeah. So.
Yeah, and I learned a lot listening, you know, to you and Andre, like John said too, that you learn something. Every customer that comes up, you know, it's a different conversation, which is about different products, and you learn so much every time. And I picked up a lot from you and Andre, and appreciated when John was talking to somebody that they'd have questions about something, that you guys would just jump right in and help answer questions, and everybody was, you know, helping each other. So it's, you know, very beneficial to do trade shows.
Well, we appreciate all your help and coming with John and keeping him straight and narrow. That's why you guys were able to get so many new customers there, because had the little machine.
Yep.
You had that little assembly line thing going on. It was like a machine, you know. John would talk to him, and then you'd get them registered. And then I think a couple times you talked to him and registered them, or had John write them up. I don't know, but it was good stuff. So, well, I appreciate it, Kathy. Thanks again, John and Kathy, for coming to the show with us. It was a great time. And I know you guys have a lot of success out of those new customers that you have registered.
Well,
so,
thank you for the opportunity.
Sure, no problem.
I'd love to do it again.
All right, awesome.
Every 2 months, though, like that would be all right.
Well, you know, you can. You can do as many shows as you want. They're out there. All you got to do is find them. So.
Yeah, and I'd like to just thank Kathy and say, you know, just reinforce what she said. Wives and even single ladies out there, if they would join in on shows like this, a smart, confident lady in a man's world like this oil business just can really stand out. It's just a no-brainer. Guys would much rather talk to a nice lady than us. It's just the way it is.
Definitely. Thanks again, Jonathan.
Thank you, Michael.
And, as far as these finding these types of shows and working with these types of customers, it's, you know, not every show is as productive as the next show. Sometimes it's hit or miss. Like I've been doing shows for at least 10 years now, on and off. I've done a lot of small shows, many more small shows than I do these larger shows. If you're looking to do some shows, it may be beneficial to find some that are this closed type of show where you have a specific industry. That way you can target your customers, target your branding, target the information you're putting out. Also the fact that like some of these customers are, they're all potential commercial retail accounts, and that's what can kind of really make you a lot of money, especially at the beginning years of your business. And, you know, the commercial retail program is a really great program to build a great cash flow to your business. So think about that. And you can just search. I mean, you find any type of industry that you're interested in and just Google it. They all have their own little expos, and some of them have regional type of shows, transmission shop owners. They all get together and they talk about transmission shops. Automotive owners go to different, you know, SEMA. That's, of course, a large show, but there's a lot of other smaller shows around the country that are like this that you could find. And if you have questions about it, or you want to know if it's a good idea to do them, I'd be glad to talk to you about it, see if it's able to do it. And then the third aspect of doing these shows is if you're building an AMSOIL team, if you can get dealers on your team to come to these shows with you, it's a great learning tool for you and for that dealer. So keep that in mind. Some of the customers that I got here, I got Pro Lawn Care, that's a new customer, Toledo Lawns, Signature Grounds and Maintenance, that's in Evans, Georgia. American Pride, this guy is in Frankfort, Kentucky. Let's see here, Complete Lawn Care in Louisville, Kentucky. I got one guy here in Lancaster, Ohio, Southeastern Lawn and Landscape. Got a couple of retailers. One was in Indiana, a sales and service of lawn mowers. And then another one, and they're both in Indiana. It was a lawnmower. I got a couple of preferred customers. I got a dealer that is actually a landscaper. He wanted it, the product, but he also wanted to be able to sell it, so we made him a dealer. I've got about six people that weren't confirmed customers but were interested in becoming some type of customer in the future, so I'm going to follow up with that. I had one guy that I've actually stopped by a shop here in my local area, and he wanted me to come back. He wasn't interested the first time, and now he's interested, so that's a really good one there. But I think I had about 12 or 13 total registered, and about six or eight that are to follow up with. My farthest customer that I got out of this one here was in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That, like John was saying, these people came from all over the country. There was actually people from overseas. I saw people from Europe and from Asia that were there. But this guy, Top Notch Landscaping, is out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So that was my farthest. I don't know if that's the farthest one we had registered, but that's pretty darn far away. So with that, I hope everybody has a good night. Appreciate you listening. And thanks again for getting on the call. Be sure to share this call with your team. If you get new dealers, tell them about these calls. We need to get more people involved with them. So hope everybody has a good night. Thanks again. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thanks again.